Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet, Mishnah Tet. Here's another situation where there was an accident. Two people died, but we're not sure who died first. The outcome would change how inheritance works. Mishnah says, Nafal habayit alav ve'al ishto. A house fell on a man and his wife, killing both of them, but we're unsure which one of them died first. That doubt causes a machloket about who inherits the properties of the wife. Generally, if a wife passes away, her husband will inherit, and their children will as well. We have to take note that in this case, it must be that they do not have any children together, the husband and wife, who both died, because their kids would inherit after them, and we don't have that as an option in this Mishnah, so they didn't have any kids. Yorsheh ha-ba'al omnim, the inheritors of the husband, let's say he had sons from another wife, they're claiming, ha'isha meta rishona, ve'ahar kach meta ba'al. They're claiming the wife died first, and then the husband died afterwards. That would create a situation where the wife died right away, and her inheritance went to her husband. And then her husband died, but he already absorbed the possessions of his wife, and therefore now the kids from another marriage would receive those properties. That's what they're claiming. But Yorshe HaIsha Omrim, the heirs, the inheritors of the wife, are claiming differently. Let's say she has a case where either her father or her sons from another marriage, they're claiming, Habal met rishon, ve'ahar kach met ha'isha. They're saying the husband died first, and then the wife died afterwards. So the husband never inherited the property of his wife, so it belongs to her inheritors. We'll have a mahlok between Tanaim, who is going to receive the wife's property in this case. There are three types of property that a woman could bring into a marriage. Number one, melog property. That's property that the wife brings in, but she owns the entire time of her marriage. And the husband is entitled to use the property while he's married to her, but he's not responsible for its value. He never owns it. Secondly, the son barzel property, where we record the amount in the ketubah when the woman's married. The husband now is responsible for that amount that he listed in the ketubah of the property, and he has to pay her that value if he divorces her or if he dies before her. The third one is the ketubah itself. A standard marriage has a wife receiving 200 zuz at the time that she gets married, and the wife is owed that once the husband passes away. So we'll first bring the first opinion of Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai omrim yachloku, like the last Mishnah. Beit Shammai says the inheritors of the husband and the inheritors of the wife, they divide the property. We don't know who died first, bottom line. So both claims over here are equal. They both have an argument. So therefore, they each receive half of it. Now we'll have the opinion of Beit Hillel, who says it depends on the type of property that we mentioned above. Beit Hillel omrim nechasim behezkatan, says Beit Hillel, the son barzel property remain in their presumed status. That son barzel property, which the husband's obligated to pay the woman back when the marriage ends. So we say they stay with their presumed status. What does that mean? The Bar Tinura brings down that we don't have clarity on what this means. Does it mean that they stay in the presumed status and they go to the heirs of the wife because she owned the property? Or do we say that we presume that the status belongs to the husband over here because he guaranteed the value of them? He took responsibility for them. So right now, it's as if he's possessing it because he took responsibility for it. So maybe his heirs get it. So we don't have clarity over here. So therefore, the Bar Tinura says, Helkach nechse son barzel yahloku. So we split it. We split it because we don't even understand what Beit Hillel is saying it. So we split this type of property. That's number one. Number two, ketubah behezkat yorshe ha-ba'al. The ketubah remains in the previous state. It belongs, and it belongs to the heirs of the husband. The husband was in possession of the property of the ketubah. Let's say the 200 zuz that he would be obligated to pay his wife in the event of divorce or his death. And it's the husband who's in possession of it. He never paid it to his wife. And therefore, since he's in possession and now he's dead, when the accident took place, the money was in his estate. So therefore, his inheritors, his heirs, would hold on to that money. It doesn't go to the inheritors of the wife. Nechasim ha-nechnasim b'hayotzin ima b'hezkat yorshi ha'av. The property that enters and leaves the marriage with her. That's called melog property, that the husband could use it while they're married, but she owns it the entire time. They remain in their previous state of belonging to the heirs of the wife, the inheritors of the wife. She owned it the whole time, so therefore it's hers. And her inheritors would keep it. We call here Yorshei Ha'av, the heirs of the father, which is another way of referring to the heirs of the wife. We refer to it like that because the wife here in this situation probably received the property from her father, so we call it like it's his property.